good. The Gospels are full of stories of people who follow Jesus because they've seen him do something impressive. Like when in the first chapter of John's Gospel, the disciple Nathanael meets Jesus for the first time, and Jesus says of Nathanael, "Here is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." And Nathanael, who's never so much as laid eyes on Jesus, says to him, "Where did you come to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you," which is miraculous because there's no way Jesus could have seen that with normal human vision. So Nathanael replies, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Nathanael was impressed. We also get instances of people following Jesus because, unlike the other religious leaders of his day, he's actually willing to be seen with them. A good example of this is the tax collector Levi, who is so happy that Jesus is willing to associate with a sinner like himself. Levi puts on a great banquet for Jesus in his home. Folks like Levi are essentially saying to Jesus, "If you're willing to stand with me, I'm ready to follow you." And then, of course, there are the unnamed masses who hear his preaching and are inspired to follow Jesus through the power of his parables and his beatitudes and every word that comes forth from his mouth. Only a prophet of God could deliver a message this beautiful and this compelling. In today's gospel reading from Mark, we have two people who follow Jesus because they are just plain desperate. Those of us who are parents, and perhaps those of us who have been kids, which is most of us, actually all of us, can picture a time when a child who has been refusing to eat a certain food, say papaya, is faced with a situation where she's hungry and papaya is the only food available at the moment, and she tries it. And not only does it satisfy her hunger, but it turns out papayas are actually pretty good. But she had to be desperate before she would try it. Sometimes we have to be desperate to try something that stands to be a great blessing to us and has been right in front of us all along. And we haven't tried it because of fear or pride or even bigotry. In the 1940s, it took the men of this country going off to war in order for society to learn that women could rivet an airplane together just as well as men could. Same thing happened with African-American soldiers in the U.S. Army a century earlier in the Civil War. Those soldiers, some just escaped from slavery, were every bit as capable and brave as the white soldiers. They hadn't been given a chance to serve until the nation was desperate. And thank God they were given a chance, because it saved the nation. Today's reading from Mark, Jairus was a prominent leader of the synagogue who, when his daughter fell ill, was probably too proud to ask for help from this itinerant preacher from Nazareth. After all, as the apostle Nathanael says before meeting Jesus, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" When his daughter is near death, Jairus is willing to try anything. So he turns to Jesus for help. In the same passage, the unnamed woman with the hemorrhages has spent 12 years and all her money on doctors to no avail. And on this day, out of desperation, she overcomes the stigma of being a woman in that society, and on top of that, of being a bleeding woman, and thus, by Jewish law, ritually impure. Reaches out to touch the cloak of Jesus, hoping that he might not even notice, but that she might finally be healed. is. And so was Jairus' daughter. When are we failing to reach out to Jesus? Either in prayer or in seeking guidance and support and love from our brothers and sisters in Christ? Maybe because we're too proud? Or maybe just the opposite, because we're too ashamed? We've all heard the saying, desperate times call for desperate measures. And perhaps we should seek out help before things become truly desperate. One of my favorite podcasts, and I think this is the first time the word podcast has been mentioned in this pulpit, is Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History. And in a recent episode, in fact, the most recent episode, he talks about the hockey term pulling the goalie. Now, Gladwell's Canadian, so hockey terms are like mother's milk to him. In hockey, when a team is losing with only a minute or so left in the game, the coach will take the desperate measure of removing the goalie from the ice so as to add a sixth skater to the team who can try to score a tying goal. This is what's called pulling the goalie, and it's done only in the final 60 or 90 seconds of the game. But Gladwell shows that if you look at the statistics, if you look at the math, a team that is down by a goal should actually pull its goalie with closer to 5 minutes left in the game, not just one. In other words, you should take the desperate measure before things get really desperate. That's true of the sport of hockey, but may also be true of the life of faith. Seek help in prayer and support before you need it desperately. One final point from today's gospel reading. Despite what I just said about seeking support before you need it desperately, it is never too late to reach out to Jesus. In today's gospel reading, those of Jairus' household thought it was too late, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Jesus rebukes them, and upon reaching Jairus' house, brings the girl instantly back to health and possibly even back to life itself. Do not wait until you're desperate before you turn to Jesus and your brothers and sisters in Christ. When you are desperate, even thinking it might be too late,